Making my own way now to where I got to be. Wait and see. I'll be making my own way now. I'll be making my own way now to where I got to be.
That is Bambi from the upcoming album of the same name from Hippocampus. Joining me on the phone is Nathan Stocker from the band. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today, Nathan.
No problem. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Are you excited about the album coming out this weekend?
Yeah, pretty excited. A little nervous. A little nerve-wracking. Everything's really busy right now. So it's a good thing, though.
Yeah. So this first single out from the new album, that is the title track, there's some different vibes to it, different sounds than your previous EPs in the last full length. So obviously you grow as songwriters. This album, though, had some other elements for you guys that were different than previous. You recorded outstate, right? Not in Minnesota for this one.
Yeah. So we went to Electrical Audio in Chicago. Really cool place. I recommend it.
And you guys recorded in Pachyderm before in Cannon Falls, so like super rural to downtown or middle of Chicago. How was that sort of a different process for you?
It was weird. I mean, that place, Pachyderm, has been our home since we started the band, basically. I mean, our first recordings were there. And it was just nice to get a fresh take on studio space and the way that they do things at Electrical is super professional and really inviting, and it was good to be able to push the envelope over there and expand our resume, per se. it was a cool opportunity, and we're glad we got to do it.
So the downtime at Pachyderm, you know, you're kind of like isolated by yourselves. You stay out there, you eat, you live out there. How is the sort of collaboration between you guys as band members different in a studio like the one in Chicago versus that?
I think it wasn't more distracting, but there was just more for us to do. You know, we were able to take breaks and like not have to think about music for a minute, you know?
Right.
We could go out into the city or go to a restaurant close by or something like that. But at the end of the day, it was still very focused, and I think that is largely in part because of the just the way that studio is set up in Chicago. It's just so great.
Yeah.
So
from what I've read is in the past, you guys have written more collaboratively throughout the songs, and I understand this one was a little different. How was the process different for these songs?
It was just mostly just in the beginning stages. So we would write songs on our own so that we could achieve like an individual's vision of what the song should be at first. It was kind of like we skipped the demoing process, you know, and we kind of just got right to it. It was a lot more efficient that way too, because the songs had more identity to them, so that when we actually spent time in the studio with our producer, BJ, it was a lot more focused and we could see the path like laid out in front of us. So it was just a good way of cutting time down.
Yeah. So even you guys grew up together in St. Paul and you have a long history and you're obviously very tight, but was that sort of intimidating, kind of bringing the songs to the table in that way versus doing it kind of together?
Oh, yeah. We're our own, like, yeah, my band members scare the bejeebies out of me, you know? They're very scary, but that's why we do it. It's like scary, but we trust each other so much that it's like, hey, what do you think? You know, like, is this worth chasing? It's always such a weird, like, tryout audition based like process trying to show my friends our songs. So
how did that, really how, writing sort of more individually, do you feel like it's a more personal album?
Yeah.
I mean, they're personal, all personal, probably.
Yeah, I mean, everything's personal. It's relative. But I would say that I do think we are showing more of ourselves, wearing our hearts on our sleeves, kind of, compared to our past material, which is, it's a good thing. It's scary, but it's also, it's just what we're feeling. It's a very honest and no holds barred kind of record, I think, even though it's very confusing too. These are confusing times we live in.
Yes, there's lots of conflicting feelings. And we're talking with Nathan Stocker from Minnesota indie rock band Hippocampus. Their new album, Bambi, is coming out digitally this Friday. And physical copies will be available in November. And you mentioned briefly that BJ Burton produced this album, just played the new Low album too that he produced. And you guys have worked with him in the past. How does he push you guys?
Oh man, what a guy. I guess just in every way, I don't know. I mean, maybe because we haven't been doing this for very long, it's like difficult to adjust to how we should be working in a studio setting. But I don't know, every way, like sonically, like there's a lot of... there's a lot of things that we would never even be able to think of without working with him. And I think the dissolving of ego is super important when mm-hmm. working with BJ. 'Cause otherwise you'll just be destroyed. Like he's super upfront and frank. And if something sucks, then
he'll tell you.
Yeah. Which is great. We value that. Mm-hmm.
So you guys are commenting on, I've never classified your music as political, but you guys are definitely commenting on some societal conversations in this. How do you, and you've played a role in activating your fan base too, by being involved in some gun reform through Every Town, supporting Planned Parenthood, encouraging voter registration, which I believe today is like National Voter Registration Day. So how do you, is it intentional to not exactly be outright political in your songs?
It's a difficult topic. I think, like, mm-hmm. we can't help but be talking about things that are happening around us. The things being, obviously, government and social issues like gun reform and everything that is looped into the media and whatnot. Like, they're such powerful topics and so many people are talking about them that we can't help but be influenced by that. And I think when it comes to like consciously making a statement or like taking a side or something like that, I don't think we have that figured out. I mean, we know what good human beings look like, mm-hmm. and we want to emulate that. And whether it's political or some sort of societal narrative, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just us too. We're just writing songs as honestly as we can, and we want the way that we live our lives to also reflect that same honesty. So, man, what a time. 2018, crazy.
What a time indeed. And this is kind of a big question, this next one. But I'm gonna ask it anyway. So you guys are part of like this next generation of male songwriters, right? And what do you see as your sort of responsibility as a male in the music industry, a male in the public eye, et cetera?
Yeah, I've been struggling. We've all been struggling with that.
Right.
But it's like it's something that we have to do. Like first and foremost, I think just. Like, we got to shut up and listen more. We got to, like, not be afraid to, like, show our feelings as well, you know? Like, we can't fall into this typecast of what the company called the man box. Mm-hmm. And that's a constant conversation that we're, me and all my friends, everybody in the band, and everybody that I, I'm friends with here in Minneapolis. We're every day trying to hold each other accountable and responsible for falling into that that man box, which as we're seeing can be a very deadly and toxic thing. And as a songwriter, I think it's one of those things. Again, it's such a strong topic of conversation, and it's such a necessary one that it's kind of impossible not to have it. Affect the way that we write songs and the content. I don't know what my job at the end of the day, like I said, is just to listen and learn from the strong woman that I have in my life around me, and the people who probably know a little bit more than I do about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to be hard for us. Like, this, we don't have it hard, you know?
Right.
I don't have it hard
right.
in this society. So there's no, like, sacrifice that I have to make. It's really just a matter of recognizing my own toxicity, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just trying to be a good human about it, you know?
Right, when it comes down to it.
I love that, though. I appreciate that question a lot.
Yeah.
It's important.
It is important.
So, yeah.
Talking with Nathan Stocker from Hippocampus right now. You guys have so many interviews that I've read and videos I've seen of you guys. You have a pretty good time together, to put it mildly. And you guys have grown up in so many ways together. Do you think being surrounded by people who knew you before you were famous helps keep you grounded?
Yes. I think a lot of this album is actually about that in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Grounding, yes, but also it's weird. It's like, it feels like a double life at times, you know? Coming back home and talking to the people that I know so well about things that I just don't live my life with them all the time anymore, you know? And
right.
So it's like, okay, yeah, this is the foundation, but how do I get back to it? So there's also a lot of unease and anxiety and relationship maintenance that is required to sort of figure that out.
Well,
it's tough. I haven't figured it out yet. None of us have, but that's what this album is about.
Well, that's kind of what your early 20s is about too, anyway, in general.
Right. That's
so.
What I hear, yeah. That's what I hear. Can't wait to keep it going.
It gets better.
Let's ride this anxiety train as long as we can.
So did I see you singing ABBA's SOS on an Insta story the other day?
I can neither confirm nor deny. I hold myself to that. Yeah.
Okay. We're
at, I don't know, karaoke.
Is that your go-to karaoke song?
No, I would have picked a different one. One of my friends picked it for me. Any ABBA, though. I mean, I'm a huge ABBA nut, so. I'd say ABBA's like my top choice just in general.
Listening to a lot of ABBA while you were writing Bambi, right?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, every day. Every minute of my waking life.
Right. But who are you into now that's, they've either got a new album or a new artist that you're sort of discovering? Who's kind of on your radar?
Ooh, you know, I can pull up the old streaming service here. Broncho has a new album coming out. And I'm real stoked about it. We got a preview of it over the summer, and it's like real nice stuff. Idol's new album, Joy as an Act of Resistance, that's been really great. I think that they're one of my idols, actually.
Nice.
Because they talk about things in such a frank manner, in such a way that people need to hear, and they talk about toxic masculinity as well, and just really good stuff. I'd recommend that. Maybe one more. I could shout out No Name, just because I love.
Yeah.
Hey, No Name, notice me. Saint Seneca's new album, Pillar of Na, has been in heavy rotation for me.
Okay, recently. I actually have that right out next to me right now. Any particular song on there you want to suggest, and I can play it later?
Oh, man. I guess I'd say Frostbiter is just, like, so good.
Cool.
Frostbiter or, like, Tim Shell. I really love Tim Shell, too.
Okay.
I've loved that band for a long time, man. They're so good.
We'll listen to Frostbiter when we're done here, so thanks for that. You're doing my job for me, Nathan.
Yeah, you want to switch?
Yeah, right. Well, so you guys are heading...
How was it working on this album?
Oh, no, I don't switch interviewing that way. It's out of my comfort zone. I'm just kidding.
Nice.
So you guys are about to set out on a huge tour. I was looking at your dates, and it's nationwide, international this winter. How do you stay sane? I know you're surrounded by your friends, so that's huge in being able to go out on tour with your bandmates. But how do you kind of keep yourself sane on the road?
That's a good question. It changes every time. I mean, we haven't been on tour in a minute. Usually, I mean, I like to read. I like books, mm-hmm. paper books.
What are you reading now?
I'm reading Trip by Tao Lin.
Okay.
But not really reading it because he sent me on this crazy, I don't know. It's a book about psychedelics.
Okay.
And then
so it's like a
other,
reference guide, a resource.
It's real good. This other... What's the other book I'm reading? To Fight Against This Age, about fascism and humanism.
Okay.
Good stuff. And then the Bible, of course.
Yeah.
Quran, the Bible, all the necessaries.
All the necessaries.
That was kind of a joke, but whatever.
I
don't know.
You never know.
Maintaining health on the road is like kind of a difficult thing.
Right.
To figure out, and it changes day to day. You know, sometimes you don't know what you need. Sometimes you're like, I need this and I can't find it. I think personal space is super important as well.
So yeah.
Just trying to like maintain a level head. Also video games.
On your Lots phone or on the screen?
We all bring out like PS4s.
Oh yeah,
on the road. I'm a Nintendo man myself, but
like NES original.
Well, the Switch now you can play those games on the Switch now. I hear so that's kind of exciting.
It is very exciting. I'm pretty good at Dr. Mario. If you ever have a need for a competitor.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Multiplayer Dr. Mario online extravaganza.
That's right.
Hey, Nintendo, sponsor me. Give me free stuff.
There you go. We've been talking with Nathan Stocker from Hippocampus. They have a new album, Bambi, coming out digitally this Friday. Physicals are available for pre-sale now. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, Nathan.
Hey, it was my pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Good luck with the new album.
Thanks so much.
Here is Saint Seneca, Frostbiter.